this really better and better looking Thursday, July 11th. We've had our ups and downs. We've had our gray days. We've had our rainstorms. But so far, so good. Relentless positive radio, doing our best. Not everything's positive that we talk about. But there's lots to be happy about, that's for sure. It was, and doing a show on this station for so many years, I remember, I was around. He said it to us, Lee Iacocca. Remember what he said, besides get a check? Lee Iacocca said, if you want to sell cars here, you should build them here. Well, they have. Starting, I think, probably with Toyota, but now Mercedes and various other companies. And now foreign automakers have outproduced domestic automakers in the U.S. for the first time ever. Keith Naughton, highly regarded auto business reporter for Bloomberg, joins us here in Focus with Paul W. Smith. Hi, Keith.
Hi, Paul W. Thanks for having me on.
You're not probably old enough, but you remember Lee Iacocca is the guy who said it. If you want to sell cars here, you should build them here, and they are.
Oh, believe me, I'm old enough, and I covered Lee, and I've heard him say those things. So, yes, he made a very important point on domestic manufacturing, and apparently every auto company all over the world was listening because they all came here, and they're all building cars here.
What we didn't expect them to do is build more cars than our car companies.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's close, right? So last year, the foreign automakers built 4.9 million cars in the United States, where General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis, the parent company of Chrysler, built 4.6 million in this market. And sales were down for GM, Ford, and Stellantis last year. And let's remember, too, that there was a six-week UAW strike that hit those three companies
last year. Good point. Yeah, I hadn't even figured that into the equation. That makes good sense. That makes it a little better.
Yeah. So I'd say it's still a neck-and-neck race, but clearly, you know, the trend line has been increasing for the foreign manufacturers in the United States and decreasing for the Detroit Three.
Which is not a trend we want to continue to see. And I have a feeling that has been said in probably different, more colorful language at all of the big three locations within the sound of my voice.
You know, a part of it, though, is by design. The Detroit Three, particularly General Motors and Ford, have really focused on their most profitable vehicles to try and, you know, build stronger companies. So they sell SUVs and pickup trucks now. They don't really sell sedans anymore because they didn't make money for them. But sedans were very high volume. So they've sort of pulled out of the high volume sedan market that Honda and Toyota and Nissan are still in.
Another big story today. I mean, he did it with college debt. He's done it in a lot of areas wherever he can. He's already shown to be a friend of the unions, and that's good, be a friend of the unions. But now the Biden administration has announced they're giving General Motors and Stellantis more than $1 billion to stop closing plants and apparently to build EVs. Wouldn't it be better if the government just says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to step out of the car business because we don't know anything about it, and we're going to let you guys build and sell the vehicles you can build and sell.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things going on here. One, this is Biden's continuing push to try and develop an electric vehicle market here in the United States, which has been kind of resistant to electric vehicles, as you know, because they are the future. That's where all the regulations are pointing us. And so he is giving about $500 million to General Motors to convert the Lansing assembly plant that currently makes Cadillacs into making electric vehicles. And he's going to help Stellantis with their Belvedere plant in Illinois, which they shut back in early 2023 to bring it back to life, building EVs. And by the way, they're building a battery plant in that location as well. So
Keith Naughton with us, auto business reporter for Bloomberg. Does this mean Ford is doing better with what the president wants them to do, that they're not getting any more money?
You know, it's a good question. But the thing is that last summer, Ford and its South Korean battery partner, SK On, received a $9 billion grant from or loan from the Department of Energy. So they have received sort of the government assistance on their path to electric vehicles. So that could be why they're not part of this basket of $1.7 billion in grants that are coming, not just to GM and Stellantis, but also to a number of other companies like Harley-Davidson and Bluebird, the company that builds school buses. So all of it is aimed at increasing electrification of the auto fleet. By the way, you know, President Biden, who's under a little pressure these days, is coming here to Detroit on Friday to do some campaigning. So it doesn't hurt to get this news in front of that.
Of course. He wants a loving, adoring crowd. Throw $1 billion at anybody, and they're going to laugh and clap and say you're the best. And, oh, my gosh, why would anyone question his ability to be president? He just gave us each $500,000.
Right, and these plans are getting
$500 million. I'm sorry, $500 million. That even makes it better.
Yeah. Real money, you know. And these plants, most of them are represented by the United Auto Workers, so it's also a way to curry favor with the union vote.
It's been a pattern of buying votes. It's been before our very eyes. It continues to happen. Not a coincidence, as you point out, Keith Naughton, that tomorrow he'll be in Michigan. So why not give away $1 billion to two of our big manufacturers that provide a lot of jobs and important jobs for all of us?
Right. And this also, I think, is an attempt to kind of change the subject away from, you know, the questions about his age and get it back on, you know, his manufacturing policy.
You mean the question, Keith, of us sitting around actually with a straight face wondering how this president will do in a simple press conference tonight? You know, it's come to that, my friend.
Right. We have all eyes on that press conference tonight.
Yeah, which should not be like a do or die situation, but he's made it such. It's just incredible to me. It really is.
And
that and the fact that George Clooney could stop the presses when he announced that after raising millions of dollars for him 3 weeks ago, he's not the man he was 20 years ago. He even said that he was the man that he saw on the debate. So when he was that addled at that fundraiser, you would have thought George might stand up and do the right thing. Anyway.
Yeah, there's a lot of royal right now around the president.
Yeah. Keith Naughton, let's make it a regular deal. Check in with us, will you?
Thanks, Paul W. I'd love to.
Keith Naughton, who lives in Detroit, auto business reporter for Bloomberg, as we continue in focus in WJR.